your soul. It's never too late to start again. God has made you whole. You are worth loving. You're worth fighting for. You are so deserving.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change. She's starving, you know. Cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you.
Just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change, it's hard. No scars to heal. and I ain't never gonna take no shit.
I'm a diva,
always into my business, babe, getting money, take care of mine, that's the way that I live.
I'm a diva,
and yes, I'm a hustler, baby, so you can get with that, or you can be like this.
I ain't worried about nothing, always tell myself the good, the bad, pleasure, and pain, baby, I can stand the rain, but I told you once before, baby, I can change the game, give me 15 minutes for, that's the price we pay for fame, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the baddest of them all,
mirror, sit back, baby, it's you,
it's because I've been
all
me, and me, and me, and me, and me,
all that I
can be, yeah,
it's me,
and me, and me, and me, and me,
all that I
am. I'm a diva, I ain't never ever gonna stop, no, I ain't never ever gonna quit,
I'm a diva,
I'ma take it on to the top, and I ain't never gonna take no.
Welcome to the first annual Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindhard Radio. This Wednesday, March 29th, Thursday, March 30th, and Friday, March 31st, from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time each night, join me with my girls, Denise Henry, Dawn Warner, Melissa Joy Wood, and Veronica Escovel Winters, as we come together to empower, encourage, and unite women and girls all around the world. We'll be talking about all the topics that matter to us as women and girls, from body image to self-esteem, health, wellness, spirituality, living your dreams, business, friendship, motherhood, relationships, and more. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link for each night's show. You are worthy. You are valuable. You are beautiful. You are brilliant. You are a radiant queen.
You've been down before. You've been hurt before. You got up before. You'll be good to go.
Baby, get up, good to go.
Destiny said it, you gotta get up and get it. Get mad and dependent, and don't you ever forget it. Got the blood on your shoulder, let me brush it off for you. If you're feeling me, put your five high.
Hello everyone, that was Alessia Cara with Scars to Your Beautiful and Little Mo with I'm a Diva. I'm giving you two songs at the start of the show to give you enough time to get your food, drinks, kick your feet up, and join us in time. Welcome to the first ever Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. I'm actually going to be premiering my brand new free single throughout the conference. So be listening in to get the juicy details and hear it first, our world premiere. To wrap up the season one finale of my new Spirit and Soul radio show, some of my favorite speakers, Melissa Joy Wood, Dawn Warner, Veronica Esquivel Winters, Denise Henry, and I are coming together to empower, unite, and encourage women and girls all around the world. This conference will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being for women and girls and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, answering your questions, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. Every night of the conference will be available on iTunes. Search Sade Champagne's Queen of Radiance Conference, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my Spirit and Soul radio show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this conference on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I am a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. Tonight on the conference, we have messages from me, Denise Henry from Gospel Revolution Church, and Melissa Joy Wood from Fearless Joy Ministries and the Sade Champagne Show. My Power of a Dream Tour and I are always booking new shows and performances. This spring, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, My Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I am constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio again very soon with the Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all conference long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, #SpiritInSoul or GHR to join in the conversation. And thank you so much to everyone who contacts me on all my social media telling me how much my shows and what I'm doing are impacting your life. I am forever grateful and thankful for your support, and I give the same love right back to you. We're going to get right into our first speaker of the conference, me. I'm going to kick us off talking about this topic. You have no competition. You have no competition. One of my favorite books by one of my favorite authors, speakers, mentors, and dear friends, Francois Dutoit's book, God Believes in You, and this is from the Mirror translation. It says, "While we compete with one another and compare ourselves with one another, we are without understanding." While we compete with one another and compare ourselves with one another, we are without understanding. That is one of the most beautiful verses I have ever read in my life, and it speaks to me so much. Also, a second note we're going to be expounding upon. Queens believe and function from a place of abundance. There's more than enough room for everyone to shine. Your glorious journey is uniquely your own and custom made for you and the people you'll touch. Queens believe and function from a place of abundance. There's more than enough room for everyone to shine. Your glorious journey is uniquely your own and custom made for you and the people you'll touch. If you are just hearing me speak for the first time, or if you've been hearing me speak many times before, you'll notice that I happen to repeat myself a lot, and I'll reiterate certain things that I'm saying because, let's be honest here, it takes us a long time and many times of hearing something before we actually hear it and before we're actually listening to it. And so I believe that when it comes to the truth, the same way we have done with lies throughout our lives, that we are to hear the truth and listen to it multiple times. So I don't mind repeating myself. I know a lot of people can get frustrated with that, but I don't mind repeating myself because I understand that there's value and power in it. So we're going to expound upon the first thought about competing and comparing ourselves with one another. I want to share with you my story of insecurity, comparisons, and always trying to earn love and compete. You know, when I was growing up, I struggled a lot in my self-esteem. I struggled a lot in confidence. There were some areas of my life that I was more confident in and where I really believed in myself. Like, I knew that I was smart. I knew that God had destined me for greatness. Those were two things I knew for sure. I was like, I'm smart. God has destined me for greatness. My dreams are somehow, some way going to come to pass. But I struggled with believing in who I was, as in how I looked. I always struggled with my voice and people making me feel insecure about the way that I speak, people making me feel insecure about the way that I looked, whether it be from my complexion to my smile and the fact that I love smiling to my body shape to my height. The list is long. We can name tons of different things. And it didn't help, especially the older that I got. The images that I was seeing didn't reflect what I look like. There wasn't a lot of people like there are nowadays via social media, thank God, of beautiful women who looked all different kinds of ways, and women that I could say, wow, she is similar to me, you know, with having chocolate skin, with having this type of body physique. Oh my gosh, Serena Williams, she has muscles and curves too, or this person loves smiling a lot too. So growing up, and I believe that images are very important. Some people don't, but I believe that what we are seeing and receiving within our eyes is huge and really makes an impact on what we believe and how we feel about ourselves. So I started very early on comparing myself to others. I remember wanting to look like women and girls who were the complete opposite of what I look like. You can take someone who looks a totally different race, totally different eye color, hair color, body shape, height, etc. And that was what I wanted to look and be like. And I struggled for many, many years of comparing myself to others and always trying to find little things about, like, if I couldn't get close to her as a friendship or build some type of partnership, something, be able to have her as an ally, I would find myself in my heart finding little things about her and magnifying those things as negatives to be, you know, in order to make me feel better about myself, because I didn't feel good about who I was and what I look like and where my life was. Why didn't I grow up in this kind of family? Why didn't I look like this? Why didn't I have this kind of resources and money? Why does this person have this? I want their life. And so I would find things about her that I thought were negative, quote unquote, and magnify those things in my heart to make me feel better about myself. But did they ever make me feel better about myself? No. I always felt worse, and it just continued to drain me and exhaust me, and it continued to just suck the life out of me. We do not have to earn love. We do not have to compare ourselves to others. God made us each unique. Every single person in this world who has ever been created is a unique and equal individual expression of who God is. They are an aspect, a dynamic of God's character, of God's grace, of God's beauty. Now, what people do with that and whether they recognize it or not is a totally different message. But we were all created in the image of God. So knowing this now has made a huge impact to my life.
because especially being in the entertainment industry, I lived so many years comparing myself and always feeling like I had to compete, although I knew deep down that God had made me different. And I believe that about every single person. But in order for that truth to manifest in people's lives and have power in them, they have to believe it. A truth is only beneficial when someone believes it. And it's the same thing with lies. A lie can only manifest and grow when someone believes in it and when they give power to it. I knew that God had created me differently. I know that I didn't only want to be known for what I look like. Of course, I care about my image. I love the way that I look, but I didn't want to be known for just what I look like on the outside because looks are fleeting. And I can see the beauty and value in every person, but if I'm constantly only worried about what my physical appearance looks like and wanting to look like this person, I'm basically just allowing my life to waste away. And I'm basically telling God that he made crap. And that's not true. God doesn't make junk. I'm sure you all have heard that famous quote growing up, that God don't make no junk. And so it's true. He didn't make any junk. There was a time in my life when I was literally winning, you know, in my career, and I'm winning now, but I want to give you context to the story. So I was winning within my career. I'd had the largest charity event I'd ever had. I was getting connected with so many entertainers and performers. I was just really breaking barriers in my community. And without, you know, as someone who hasn't come from a lot of money, as someone who didn't come from an environment that looked on the outside successful, it was pretty huge. I was awarded the Shadowbox Entertainment Artist of the Year in 2009. And that was a huge honor because Shatterbox Entertainment were mentors of mine. And my dear friends, the Jackie Boys, who are Grammy Award winners, they've sold over 15 million records all around the world and tons of hit albums and tours and everything. They received that award before I did. So I knew that I was in great company. There happened to be a lady at this particular event, and I had performed. I had such a wonderful time. I had my dancers. I just felt really good about what I was able to accomplish that night. And I knew that God was with me and for me. And there was a lady there who ended up basically telling me, oh, I have so many things I want to share with you about. I want to talk to you about your performance. And, you know, I will always give people a chance to speak to me and to communicate with me because you just never know what you can learn from each person. And I don't have an attitude of like, I know everything. You can't tell me anything. I'm always right. I believe in expansion. I believe in allowing my spirit, my heart, my being to stay open. And so we ended up chatting later on that night at a restaurant. And I'm thinking we're going to have a wonderful conversation. It's going to be amazing. And she actually tore down my entire performance and my character and what I look like. She began to tell me how I should always wear makeup. I should always have hair extensions flowing down my back. That even though I have a beautiful voice, this is not church. This is the entertainment industry. You're competing with other girls and women to be the best, and you need to prove it, and all these things. And they're going to choose this type of person over you. Just cut me down. And even though it did sting a bit, I'm thankful that I didn't allow what she said to derail my vision and my path that I was on. I'm so glad that God's love supersedes any and every type of insecurity, negativity, or attack that can come our way. And so that really was a crucial time in my life, because how many of us can have something like that happen to us multiple times? And it's easy to say, you know what, well, maybe they're right. And we begin to just slowly but surely change who we are in order to win the approval of others. But then you are not yourself. And we slowly begin comparing, we're competing until we are no more of who God created us to be. I want to expound upon point two. Queens believe and function from a place of abundance. There's more than enough room for everyone to shine. Your glorious journey is uniquely your own and custom made for you and the people you'll touch. I want to share with you about abundance and what it means to have an abundant mindset. As God has been healing my heart and my mind, my inner being, and he's been bringing newness and restoration to my life, I realize that there is more than enough of everything to go around for every single person. Now, whether it's equally distributed or not is another story. But there is more than enough abundance. I now function from an abundant mindset and belief system. When we feel that we lack, when we feel that we're not good enough and we're not worthy, This brings about depression and it drains us. It's one of the main reasons people will be struggling with anxiety and panic and paranoia and depression. And hey, I'm raising my hand here. I'm someone who struggled with these things for many, many years of my life. And it oftentimes will start because we feel that we lack, or we feel because of something that has happened to us, and we allow that to speak a word about who we are and what God says about our lives. There's always more than enough. There's always more than enough. You don't have to compete and compare yourself with others. There's always more than enough. What do you need? What do you desire? What do you feel that you lack in your heart, in your life? And I don't want you to just think about the surface. Think about your deep inner being. Many times we'll say, I want a smaller waist and that'll make me feel better about myself. But really think about, what are you saying? Are you saying to yourself, I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel attractive. I want to feel loved. Ask God to show you, how am I loved? What do you see about me that's beautiful? How can you empower me to live a healthier lifestyle that's not just based on what I look like on the outside? And God will answer you. God will heal you and help you. He will bring the healing and impact to your life. You are one of a kind. You are a unique and equal expression of who God is. You, radiant queen, you exude God's beauty. Listen, read, and watch the truth as often as you can. Don't allow these images that are in the world to just continue to feed you insecurities and feed you pain. Sometimes we have to, by the grace of God, turn those things off. I've found myself over time, I unfollow any types of posts, and I make sure I put on there, see fewer posts of certain images and things that I know that could be triggers. And not to say that I'm living in that space that I was before, because I'm not. You know, I'm a much healthier space and I don't compare myself to other people. When that lie tries to come to me, I am reminded that God is the final say-so about my life. Whatever I need, God will provide for me. And if it looks like on the outside that I didn't receive what I asked for, God will satisfy me and bring me joy in such a way that I will not feel like I am missing anything. God always provides me even better than what I could have imagined. I will click on see fewer posts. I will allow my vision, my ears, my heart to be filled with the truth as often as possible. Open yourself up. And if it's hard for you to be open, if you're someone like me who struggled with internalizing your feelings, your emotions, your life, hiding away, ask God to open you up and help you to receive the truth about who He is and who you are and who every woman is. And God will do it. God will open you up. God will help you to receive and see the truth. I personally believe, and I'm a living testimony of this, that God will always hear you when you call. And even when you don't call, God will hear you. God will always receive your heart. God will always make a way for you. God will always reveal to you the truth. Who you are is good enough. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone. You don't have to compete thinking, and obviously I'm not talking about if you're in the sports realm or if you're trying to get a particular job. That's a different story. But even in that, knowing that it's purely just from that job perspective, but not allowing that to speak a word about who you are and who someone else is. You are more than enough. So once again, I want to reiterate on our two points at the start of this message. And this is from Francois Dutoit's God Believes in You book. And this is in Romans and the Mirror translation in the book. While we compete with one another and compare ourselves with one another, we are without understanding. Competing and comparing yourself to others is a low quality of life. We have always been destined for so much more. We have always been destined for the greatest, highest quality life that we could ever receive. That goes beyond our circumstances. It goes beyond where we've been. It goes beyond what could ever try to hold us back. We are able to transcend and live in joy and peace and know without a shadow of a doubt, when we lay our head down, when we wake up in the morning, that God loves us, that God is for us, that God is with us, that our future is sealed, that our present is sealed, that our past is being restored. And lastly, queens believe and function from a place of abundance. There's more than enough room for everyone to shine. There will always be room for you in this world. Your glorious journey is uniquely your own and custom made for you and the people you'll touch. Every moment that you spend comparing yourself to others and gloating about your life is a moment that could be spent receiving the truth about who you are and growing in your identity. A lot of times we need to focus things more inward, meaning who we are, where we're headed, and rejoice in that, and not allowing ourselves to be so focused on what everyone else is doing and what's happening in their lives, but allowing yourself to enjoy who you are. Enjoy the gift of you. Our next song of the night is Kobe Calais with Try. You don't have to try so hard to fit in or be someone you are not. Who you are is good enough. You already received validation when God created you and through Christ Jesus. Right after our song break, my new Sade Champagne Show castmate, published author of How Youth Triumph in Sports, motivational speaker, and transformational coach, Michelle Morgan, will be sharing some words of encouragement. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference right here on Grindhard Radio.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want to belong, so they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Shopping on at the mall, max your credit cards. You don't have to choose, buy it all. So they like you. Do they like you? Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. Try, try, try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Your makeup off, let your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? 'Cause I like you.
Hi, I'm Michelle Morgan from the Mind Right Game Tight segment on the Sade Champagne Show. You're listening to the Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindhard Radio. I'm a queen of radiance because I love myself by knowing what it means to live in my self-worth. Through my life experiences, a key to my radiance was knowing my self-worth and to put my knowledge into action by living in my self-worth. Recognizing my self-worth began with understanding what I believed about myself. I learned that my actions and my decisions were a reflection of how I valued myself. I learned that it wasn't another person's fault as to how I felt, but instead took the perception of how I allowed them to make me feel. There were areas of my life that I didn't show value towards, and in return, it was reflected frequently in my life. I learned I had to begin loving and valuing myself so that others would do the same. If they didn't, I learned to respectively remove myself from that connection. I only want to live in a positive environment because the more you're surrounded with positivity, more positive energy will be created in your life. Fear may hold you back from removing yourself from a negative circumstance because you're unsure of how you'll feel or how your life may change. But that is when you remind yourself of your self-worth and that you have to love yourself completely first. Your purpose here is to love who you are. You have a purpose, passion, and gifts that lie within you to share with the world. We are all here to create a world filled with love, and we are ready for you to shine your light of love and your blessed gifts with the world. Treasure yourself and shine.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindhard Radio. Our next message is from my dear friend, mentor, and one of my favorite speakers, Denise Henry. Denise Henry is the Associate Pastor and Children's Church Coordinator for Gospel Revolution Church in Slidell, Louisiana. She was born in the New Orleans area into a religious family that went to church every week, but nobody was close to God. They just went to church as an obligation. She was sent to live with her grandparents as a small child, where she encountered satanic rituals up close for a few years. That caused her severe problems until she met Jesus when she was 25 years old. Jesus set Denise free, and she knew God was so happy with her. But then she entered into the religious system again of do's and don'ts to become a quote unquote mature Christian. Jesus again came to her rescue and is again persuading her heart that she is as she ought to be, and who she is good. I asked her to come and speak about healing for the brokenhearted. If you've been living with a broken heart, this message is for you. God cares about your heart. He cares about how you feel.
Hi, my name is Denise Henry. I grew up in Louisiana and lived there for 25 years. During that time, I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I spent many of my years feeling brokenhearted. I want to talk to you tonight about how we get healed from a broken heart. We see through the Bible that it's God's desire to be the caretaker of our hearts. He is constantly persuading our hearts about how wonderful we are and how much he loves us. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, that God sent him to heal the brokenhearted. How do we get brokenhearted? I always thought it was by the bad things that happened to us. But God has shown me that that is not the truth. Have you ever had anything bad happen to you? Have you ever felt brokenhearted? Do you have scars in your heart from the past and the present? I have good news for you. What happened to you isn't what broke your heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that those bad circumstances, those people no longer have the power to hurt you, and in fact, they never did? Wouldn't it be great to no longer feel like a victim? God showed me it was not the bad things that happened to me that caused my heart to break. It was what I believed about myself when those things happened that broke my heart. I believed lies about myself. I already didn't love myself. So when bad things happened to me, I thought it was a confirmation of what I had already believed about myself. That is what broke my heart, what I believed. So what does God say about you? He says that you are wonderful. He says you are worthy of his love. He says you are the place he chose to live above everywhere else. He says that you are his heaven. He is perfectly satisfied with you and who you are. But there is the world system that is always yelling at us. What does the world say to us? You better get it right all the time. You have to look perfect. You have to act perfect. You have to think perfect all the time. There is no room for mistakes. You are judged by your actions, your education, what you have, what you don't have, and what has happened to you. If you believe the world system, it will break your heart. When we get our identity and peace from our accomplishments, our looks, our titles, our education, the house we live in or the car we drive, and even our behavior, we are headed for a broken heart. When we try to feel good about ourselves from any source other than Jesus and what God says about us, it will break our hearts. It isn't what happened that broke your heart. It's what you believe about yourself that breaks your heart. It is judging ourselves and believing the judgment of other people according to the world standards that breaks our hearts. So where are you getting your value and worth from? Is it from what God says about you or from the world? Getting our value from what we do, what we have, and what has happened to us will cause our hearts to break. Let's look at a few things we get tricked into getting our value and worth from. Nice clothes, how much we weigh, wrinkle-free skin, the kind of car we drive, the kind of house we live in, who we marry, what our hair looks like, our job, if we think we're a good Christian, our education level, and on and on and on it goes. We often become brokenhearted as children. We can believe lies about ourselves at an early age. I thought I was bad as a small child. I always felt unacceptable and unlovable. I thought that was why bad things happened to me, but I was believing lies. Nothing in this world can heal your heart. Not your job, your house, your good looks, not your husband or your wife. Our hearts were broken because of lies we believed. If we continue to go to the things of this world to get our hearts healed, it will only break them more. Only God's truth can bring healing to our hearts. In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon writes how he chased after all worldly pleasure. He built huge houses. He made lots of money, and he had many servants. He said he was great and increased more than anyone else. He said whatever he wanted, he got, and he went after every joy that the world could offer him. And when he looked at all he had and all he had accomplished, his wealth, his fame, and worldly pleasure, he called it all vanity. That word vanity means emptiness. All his wealth and power, his fame and accomplishments didn't satisfy his heart. That is what the world system will give you, vanity. Or in other words, it will break your heart if you think it can give you life. God wants to heal your broken heart. He wants to fill your heart with the breadth and length and height and depth of his love for you. Listen to his words and his opinion of you. It will heal your broken heart. Let him saturate your heart with his love for you. The creator of the universe is madly in love with you. He thinks about you day and night. You are his heaven. You are all he wants. When he looks at you, he sees beauty and perfection. Our hearts don't get broken by the bad things we experience in life or by hurtful words spoken to us like we thought. Our hearts get broken by the lies we believe about ourselves when those things happen. When we believe something about ourselves that disagrees with what God says about us, our heart gets broken. God sent Jesus to the earth to show us who we are. He is our representative. God wants us to know that he loves us as much as he loves Jesus, and he wants us to experience that love. There is another problem that causes us to have a broken heart, and that is believing lies about God. Let me give you an example. I'm so glad that God sends sickness and bad things into our lives to teach us truth. How did that feel? Is that really the truth about God? No, of course it isn't. How close could you get to a God like that? God only sends good to you. What you believe about God will determine how close you can get to Him. Many of us grew up with ideas about God that told us you never knew what God would do. One minute He was loving you, and the next He was mad at you. One minute He wanted to hug you, and the next minute He wanted to punish you. So we mix two opposite beliefs about God in our hearts to have broken hearts. God created us to experience unconditional love and fellowship with Him. If we have a wrong opinion about God, our relationship with Him becomes stressed and distant, and it'll break our hearts. There are two things that cause our hearts to be broken: believing anything about ourselves that disagrees with God's good view and opinion of us, and any lies we believe about God that will keep us at a distance from Him. One lie I want to attack about God this evening is that He is a faraway God. That belief that He's way up in heaven and we're way down here on earth. I think we've all believed that to some extent or another. Where did we get this belief? Well, first of all, we can't see God with our natural eyes. But many of us were also taught that God turns His back on us when we do something wrong. It gives us the idea that He doesn't always stay close to us. But the truth is, God is not concerned about your actions. I know that sounds shocking, but it is the truth. God is not sin conscious. He never was. All He's ever been concerned about was the pain and suffering of mankind because of the lies that they believe. Already taken care of sin at the cross. Your sin is as far away from you as the east is from the west. They are gone. They are only an issue in your heart, not in God's heart. God sees you as you really are. There are no actions to be dealt with. God only wants to heal your heart from the damage that all these lies have caused. The Bible tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us. God's plan from the beginning was to be one with us, intertwined with us. God wants to be one with you. He wants to be intertwined with every fiber of your being. Why? Because He adores you. He loves who you are. He loves being with you. He says there is nothing wrong with you. It wasn't our wrongdoing that caused God a problem. It was our belief that He was mad or disappointed with us. All He ever wanted to do was remove your pain and suffering. He wants to remove all the lies in your heart that are causing you to hurt. God has never been upset with you. He only thinks good of you. God's only desire for you is that you can abide in Him and be saturated with His love. God never did run from man. It was man that ran from God. God sent Jesus with a message for us. He said to come to Him when we're upset, when we feel stressed and burdened with life's problems, and He will give us His peace and rest. The Bible says that after God made Adam and Eve, He blessed them. The original word in Hebrew for the word blessed is barak. It means to get down on one knee in adoration. God got down on one knee and adored the people He created. Now, when does a man get down on one knee before a woman? When he's going to propose to her, when he asks for her hand in marriage, that they become one for a lifetime. God wants you for his bride. That is not a picture of a God that's far away. God wants to spend the rest of his life with you as one. He wants to share who he is with you every minute of the day and night. He is always thinking about you, peace and joy and love. God wants to live in you, not be far away from you. He has wanted a relationship with you since before the foundation of the world. If we think God is mad at us or disappointed with us, then we're believing a lie. Maybe you were taught that God pulls away from you when you are weak because he's disappointed in you. That's a lie also. He said to come to him when we're weak, and he will give us his strength. God is not disappointed in you. He never has been. God doesn't look at your behavior and scrutinize your actions. God sees you as you really are, full of his honor and glory. He sees you as a reflection of himself. He sees you as you truly are. When you can't be close to God because you believe lies about him, it causes your heart to break. Our hearts were created for an intimate relationship with God, and they get broken when that doesn't happen. God likes you. He likes everything about you. You can talk to him all the time about everything. After God created Adam and Eve in the garden, it says that he blessed them. That word blessed in the original text is Barak. It means that God got down on one knee and proposed to them. When God sent Jesus to die on the cross for the world, he Baraked the world with Jesus. He got down on one knee again and proposed to the world. He said, I love you. I find no fault in you. I never found fault in you. Let me love you. Let me heal your broken heart. Let me fill you with my peace and my joy. The world can't give you what you're looking for. He is here for you right now. He sees your pain. He sees your struggles. He knows everything about you, and he wants to heal your heart. He loves you just the way you are, because who you are is wonderful. That is the truth. Who you are is wonderful. God is getting down again right now in front of you. He is getting down on one knee and proposing to you. He says, I love you. You are everything to me. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want to dance with you, go fishing with you, enjoy life with you. I want to enjoy the things you enjoy. I want to give you rest when you're weary. I want to give you peace when you're troubled. I want to tell you how wonderful you are until you believe it. I want to love you the way you need to be loved. I want to heal your heart and fill you with my truth. God gave us a picture of himself in the story of the prodigal son. Even when his son was covered with pig slop, the father only wanted to hug him and kiss him over and over. This is not a picture of a faraway, distant God. You can rest in God's arms of love. You can be at peace with yourself and with God. This was his plan from the beginning. He has prepared it all for you. Your heart was made for a close, intimate relationship with him. God likes you. He likes everything about you. You can talk to him all the time. When we believe that God is distant, it hurts our relationship with him. It makes it hard for us to trust him. Another lie that we have believed about God is that God punished Jesus for our sin so he could accept us. When we believe this lie, it is hard to trust God. sometimes we just don't think through the things that we've been taught and the things that we believe. But let's take a second and think this through for a minute. If a father punished his older son, who had done nothing wrong, for the bad deeds the younger son did, and then he tells the younger son, "I am punishing your older brother for what you did, so I can forgive you," what would you think about that father? You would think he was crazy. You would think his children need to be taken from him. And do you think the younger son can ever trust his father, who is so unfair? Do you really think you can trust God if you believe he punished Jesus for your bad deeds when Jesus never did anything wrong? You will think in your heart, he punished Jesus and Jesus didn't do anything wrong. How can I trust this guy? How can I know he won't punish me too? Jesus dying on the cross was not about God being mad at us and punishing Jesus for our sin so he could be happy with us. God never was mad at you. There was nothing to punish. When Jesus died on the cross, it was because God loved you, not because he was mad at you. Jesus died on the cross to set you free from the devil's belief system, which brought eternal death. Jesus didn't die on the cross to appease an angry God. Jesus died on the cross so you could live with him for all eternity. It was never about God's anger. God says you are lovely. He says he finds no fault in you. God says he never found fault in you. There is no problem between you and God. You only thought there was. Just like Adam and Eve, we think that God is always looking at our actions, what we do and what we don't do. If God did that, he would be living out of the devil's belief system. It was the devil that tricked mankind into thinking that they had to be good, to be loved and blessed by God. God's heart beats to set you free from the lies you believe about yourself and about him. He wants to heal your broken heart, persuade your heart that he has only ever intended good for you. His thoughts for you have only ever been good. There is only one thing that can heal your broken heart. It isn't money or fame or strength or power. It isn't finding a husband or a wife. It isn't a new job or living conditions. There is nothing in this world that can heal your heart. The only thing that can and will heal your heart is the truth that God says about you and the truth that he says about himself. God is with you right now, adoring you. He's pleased with you. He's desiring to bring you his love and joy and peace. He wants you to know how wonderful you are so you can begin to rest in who you are. He wants you to be able to rest in his presence, to know that who you are is good. Who you are pleases God. Who you are makes him so happy. God says to you, "You are the apple of my eye. When I think of you, my face shines in adoration at the thought of you. I will persuade your heart of how beautiful you are. I will hold your hand and heal your broken heart. I will establish your heart in my truth about you. I am pleased with you. You are my delight, my love, my passion. You are innocent and acceptable to me. I have never known you by what you do or don't do. I have only ever wanted to be good to you, to lavish you with my love and truth." Thank you, Father, for persuading our hearts that we are good, that you have always been happy with who we are. When God looks at you, he loses his breath because of the beauty he sees in you.
Time for another song break. Candice Glover with I Am Beautiful. No matter what you've heard, no matter where you've been, no matter what, you are beautiful and so worth loving. You are worthy of love and being cared for. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindheart Radio.
Sound silly when I laugh real loud. Talk about my day and you tune me out. You keep telling me lies to make things worse, but I don't hear you, 'cause I'm listening to his words, and he says I am.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindheart Radio. Our next message is from my dear friend, mentor, and one of my favorite speakers, Melissa Joy Wood. She's a Sade Champagne Show castmate, pastor, worship leader, speaker, and published author of Eliminating Fear. I credit her for being one of the key people who introduced me to grace and what I am living today. Melissa has been in ministry for over 19 years as a youth and worship leader and was the co-senior pastor of the church at Parkview in Port Hueneme, California. Melissa has a heart to see people live in freedom, freedom from religion, and freedom from fear. She now runs Fearless Joy Ministries with her husband, Rick Wood. With an education in public speaking, Melissa teaches a public speaking class and preaches on a regular basis and has led a local ministry school. Melissa's five-star book, Eliminating Fear, has been making waves and bringing encouragement and healing to many people all over. She and her family have recently relocated to Portland, Oregon. In April, Melissa will be speaking at the Women's Sweet Retreat with Benny Johnson and Lily Crowder. Check out thesweetretreat.info. That's once again thesweetretreat.info for more details. I asked her to speak on one of her most popular topics, life beyond fear and depression. That's right, there is life beyond fear and depression. God created you for so much more than what you may be going through right now.
Hello, all of you wonderful women. This is Melissa Joy Wood, and I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. If you don't know who I am a pastor, counselor, speaker, and author of the book Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. And speaking of my book, I actually want to talk to you guys tonight about a topic that's very dear to my heart, and that is living life beyond fear and depression. Some really interesting statistics that I want to start off with to share with you guys about fear itself just have to do with how fear actually affects the majority of the population. This great article that I read years ago, it says that in spite of what many say, that 90% of chronic patients who see today's physicians have one common symptom. Their trouble didn't start with cough or chest pain or hyperacidity. In 90% of the chronic cases in our healthcare system, the first symptom was actually fear. And this is becoming a very well-known, agreed-upon subject, that fear not only affects our brains and our moods and all that, you know, we feel, but it actually affects our bodies. And when we begin to give fear a place in our lives, we begin to really see its destructive tendencies throughout our bodies, as well as our minds and our attitudes and our relationships. And then I don't know how many of you guys have heard of the amazing columnist Ann Landers, who for years wrote back to people who would send in letters with questions and always want to ask her about things. And it said in an article that I read also a while back, it said that it is reported that newspaper counselor Ann Landers receives an average of 10,000 letters each month, and nearly all of them from people burdened with problems. She was asked if there was any one of them which predominates throughout the letters she receives. And her reply was, "The one problem above all others seems to be fear. People are afraid of losing their health, their wealth, and their loved ones. People are afraid of life itself." Now, just as I've shared with you guys some interesting information, I'm sure that some of it is ringing true in your own heart and mind. Most of us struggle with fear in some way or another. Now, it may not be like a phobia, you know, like arachnophobia, being afraid of spiders, or claustrophobia, being afraid of enclosed spaces. It may actually be a completely different kind of fear, like a fear of relationships, a fear of vulnerability, a fear of taking risk, a fear of doing new things, a fear of letting go. You know, there's all kinds of fears that can crop up in our lives. And I think that the majority of us, if we're honest with ourselves, can say that fear has plagued us in some way or another, or in some area of our lives. Now, the thing about fear is that when we allow fear to take any kind of foothold in our lives, it tends to lead us down to this road of depression. And the reason I believe that that is the case is because fear leads to depression because we tend to allow fear to become the security blanket that fills a love deficit in our lives. Now, let me break that down and explain it a little bit. Everyone listening in tonight is completely and wholly 100% loved by God. But do we completely, wholly, and 100% believe that we are loved by God? Because if we don't believe that on some level, then there is a love deficit there. Not that there wasn't ever enough love from God. There'll never be a deficit when it comes to Him, but a deficit in our belief system, in believing how much we are actually loved. And so when there is a deficit there, when there is a void, when there is a hole, many times we allow fear to be the security blanket that fills up that hole in our lives. So, for instance, let's say that you went through a really difficult relationship, whether it be a family relationship or a significant other or a friend, and you were very hurt in that relationship. You may begin believing on some level that you're not 100% loved because of the hurt that you went through or the pain that you went through. And so we tend to allow fear to enter into our lives in that area because we think that it will protect us from being hurt again. So if someone hurts me and I don't want to be hurt again, then I let fear come in, and that fear is going to keep me at a distance from people so I don't get hurt in the future. Sound familiar? I'm sure we've all been there at some point in our lives. So when this fear comes in, we're actually keeping people and fulfilling experiences in our lives at a distance. And when we do that long enough, depression begins to set in because we need wholly satisfying relationships. And God calls us to a life that is full of abundance and joy and pleasure. And when fear keeps those things at bay, then it absolutely affects our attitude and our emotion and our internal world. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, combating this, living a life beyond this cycle of fear and depression, because they both feed each other. Fear feeds depression, depression feeds fear, and so on, until you can sometimes find yourself in a very dark hole. But I think that there are tips, there are tools, there are belief systems that we can examine so that we don't have to live in that horrible cycle anymore. I am a person myself who can say that there is a life beyond fear. There is a life beyond depression. I mean, I lived off and on antidepressants throughout most of my teenage and young adult life. And there's nothing wrong when you need those for a season of time. Please hear me. I'm not judging people who need to have seasons of being on antidepressants. But what I am saying is that there is freedom available and that there is a belief system that you can adhere to that will allow you to realize I don't have to live in bondage to fear or depression. And so I think the first belief system that I want to address is what I mentioned earlier, knowing that you are 100% loved and valued by God, knowing that God is actually a good God, that He's a loving Father. No matter what you've been taught, no matter what your church experience may have been, no matter what hurtful relationships may have displayed to you that were negative, that's not who our God is. He is a good and loving Father who never forsakes you and who is always by your side. And knowing that God is that kind of God honestly changes everything. If we can believe that we have a good God who is on our side, then fear gets thrown out the window. Because then we're able to implicitly trust Him with everything in our lives. We're able to trust Him with those relationships that scare us. We're able to trust Him with those experiences that may induce fear. We're able to trust Him with risks and taking chances in our lives because we know that we have a good God who is looking out for us always. One of my favorite verses is 1 John 4:18. It says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." See, I love that verse because earlier in that chapter in 1 John 4, it says that God is love. God Himself is personified. He is love personified. That's who God is. You know, throughout the Bible, there's many characteristics that are talked about regarding God. You know, He is just and He is merciful and He is kind and He is good and He is faithful. He's righteous. He's holy. There's all these things in the Bible that describe attributes of God, but only love is something that God personifies. It's the only quality in the Bible that it says God actually is. God is love. And so wherever God is in the picture, there's no fear because perfect love casts out fear. So many times when we're struggling with fear in our lives, all we need to do is take a second and acknowledge that God is here, that God is with us, that He has never left us, that God's perfect love is surrounding me all the time. And allowing our minds to just focus on that thought for a brief second can absolutely change your internal world and what you're feeling in regards to fear and depression. There's this great book that I read that I highly recommend. It's called The God-Shaped Brain, and it's by Dr. Timothy Jennings. And he talks about how the type of God that we worship actually affects our brain chemistry. So if you worship a vengeful God, one who abuses us, one who is coming back to punish us, then actually when we worship that kind of God, the fear circuits in our brain grow stronger. And our prefrontal cortex, that's the brain region where you experience love, empathy, and selflessness, that part of your brain is actually damaged when you worship a God like that. Good news is, conversely, when you worship a God who is loving, who is healing, and who is kind and who is good, a healing process begins in your brain, and it begins to change all the lies you believed and all the negative thinking. So it's a really fascinating book, The God-Shaped Brain by Timothy Jennings, that puts proof to the reality that the type of God you worship affects the way your brain functions. And I don't know about you, but I want a good functioning brain that thinks the best thoughts possible. And this isn't like some kind of, you know, power positive thinking or say it, declare it, and you'll have it. I'm not trying to create some sort of like just think your way into positivity. That's not what I'm doing. This is real truth. This is biblical understanding. Some of my favorite verses talk about how the way that we think transforms our life. There's a concept in the Bible called renewing your mind, and it's one of my favorite concepts in the Bible because in Romans 12, it says that it's the renewal of your mind that brings transformation in our lives, which is actually really great news. There's nothing that we have to do. There's no task that we have to perform. There's no list of duties that we must achieve. There's no amount of Bible reading or praying or fasting or anything that I must do to bring transformation in my life. Believe it or not, all I need to do is believe. Believe that God loves me. Believe that He is good. Believe that I am valuable. It all goes back to your belief systems. Some of you, I'm sure, are saying, well, man, my belief systems are really messed up and I don't even know where to begin. And so you, Melissa, telling me that I have to believe differently sounds way more challenging than having to do differently. And I get it. Hear me. I get it. The way that our brains work is that when we have a negative way of thinking over and over again, we create these little grooves in our brain. And every time we think in that negative way, that groove in our brain gets a little bit deeper and a little bit stronger so that the next time it becomes easier to think that way again. I'm sure some of you guys have known people in your lives that you would label as negative people, right? It feels like it doesn't matter what you say or what you do, their response or their reply is always going to be down that negative road. And honestly, guys, it's because they can't help it to a degree. Those grooves in their brains have gotten deeper and stronger. But may I remind you that God is good, and He's actually created our brains with this amazing, powerful thing called neuroplasticity. Big word, I know. I'm going to say it again. Neuroplasticity. What that means is that our brains remain changeable throughout our entire lives. From infancy to 100 years old, we are able to change the way that our brains think and function. And the simplest tool to do that is just take stock of what you say. The power of your words affects the way your brain thinks. You cannot say one thing and think something differently at the same time. So the only tool, the only do, for lack of a better word, that I'm going to give you guys tonight is to just say things differently, say things powerfully, say the truth. One of my favorite verses in Romans talks about how that faith comes from hearing. In Romans 10, it says that faith comes from hearing. What we believe actually stems from what we're hearing, not only what we're hearing others say, but what we're hearing ourselves say. I don't know about you, but the most talk that I hear in my life is self-talk. And our self-talk doesn't always have to be out loud and verbal, but there is an inner dialogue that goes on within us most of our lives throughout every day. And just taking a moment to examine the self-talk that's going on inside of you and deciding that today I'm going to verbalize something differently than negative self-talk. I'm going to say out loud that God loves me completely. I'm going to say out loud that I have a destiny and a purpose. I'm going to say out loud that I do not live in bondage to fear or depression. I'm going to say out loud that my God is good, He is loving, and He has never forsaken me, and He never will. And I'm going to say out loud that even if I'm going through a difficult time in life, God is good enough to turn it around for my benefit. Just saying those words, guys, honestly begins to change the way that your brain functions. And so that one little tip, and I am not a person that likes a list of to-dos. My husband Rick, he likes to say, if you tell people do all the time, all it is a bunch of do-do. It doesn't get you anywhere. But I am going to say that this one little tip of just taking stock of what you're saying, because you're saying something, and it might as well be the truth. It might as well be positive, that just taking stock of what you're saying is going to be able to change the way you think. And in turn, changing the way you think is going to make you realize that I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to live in bondage to depression. I have a God whose heart for me is freedom, paid the ultimate price for us to realize that we are free, that we are whole, that we are complete, even when we don't feel it, even when we're honestly at the bottom of a pit some days. That doesn't change the reality of who you are and how much God loves you. So I just want to encourage you guys with a couple more scriptures. Well, at least one scripture here. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and what? A sound mind. That's where it starts, guys. The freedom from fear, the realizing that he has made us free from fear, starts with that mind. We've already got the love because we've got God, and we've already got power because we've got God. The only battle going on in our lives is in our minds. That's why the renewal of our mind is so important. Your battle, honestly, is not with a person. It's not with some devil. It's not even with the demonic. And yes, listen, I'm not trying to deny that there is a demonic realm. I get it. What I'm trying to say is our biggest battles on a day-to-day basis are with ourselves in our own minds. You know, in Colossians, it says that we were never enemies with God except in our minds. Now, that's a huge truth to get, that God actually never alienated himself from us, that the mistakes and even the sin that we may have had in our lives never created a barrier between us and God. The only alienation that ever went on between us and God was in our minds, according to Colossians 3. So, again, I'm starting to sound like a broken record, I know, but it's so important that you guys understand that fear and depression, becoming free of those things, just starts with taking stock of what's going on in your mind and beginning to change what's going on in your mind with your words. It's a simple and profound truth, but I really believe that that's what God has for you. So I just want to say to you guys that you're amazing. These words that have been spoken over you this evening are not to create any kind of striving inside your heart, but really, I hope that my words have released you into a freedom of what God has for you, how much he values you, and how much he loves you. I hope you guys have a great evening. If you ever want to reach me again, I am Melissa Joy Wood, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Melissa Joy Wood. You can also go to my website, eliminatingfear.com, if you want a copy of my book or want to get in touch with me personally. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to the first ever Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce my theme song and also singing background vocals. Thanks to the beautiful ladies of Fifth Harmony for providing our theme song for the conference. Thank you to my special guests, Denise Henry and Melissa Joy Wood. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows and conferences. Tomorrow is night two of the conference. We'll be back here the same time, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and also Friday for night three. Our speakers for tomorrow include my best friend, Veronica Escovel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, inspirational speaker, and castmate on my Sade Champagne Show and Spirit and Soul radio shows, Melissa Joy Wood, and a live Q&A segment with me, Dawn Warner from Dynamic Love Ministries, Melissa, and Veronica. Our final song of the night is Hilary Duff with Fly. You are a gorgeous eagle. You were never meant to live in a cage or in the shadows. I pray that as you are listening to the conference, you feel your heart and being coming alive to your true identity in Jesus. I pray that you feel God loving you and hugging you tight, that you feel us cheering you on and standing in your corner. You've got this, Radiant Queen. God is with you and for you. See you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time for night 2 of the first ever Sade Champagne Presents Queens of Radiance Conference right here on Grindhard Radio.
You've been down before, you've been hurt before, you got up before, you'll be good to go.
Living it up, good to go.
Destiny said it, you gotta get up and get it. Get mad in the pen and don't you ever forget it. Got the blood on your shoulder, let me brush it up for you.
If you're feeling me, put your five high.
Oh,